League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we got, we ready? What did you say we had on this side, though?
We have John, who is our egg roll guy, and we also have another guy who's talking about Gilbert, too. So we can start with John, though.
Let's go, John.
Yes. Hey, Monday after work, I went on a quest to try to get Gilbert a hat. I called One Academy. They said they had the division winner hats, division winner champ hats. I went over there. They didn't have them. I checked every other academy around Houston. Not one single division hat was left. And I'm pretty sure Gilbert was pretty specific on division winner champ hat. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to go over there and let him down, I guess. So I even checked Amazon, and I couldn't even find one on Amazon. So I tried, but there's no division winner hat in Houston right now. So I'm not sure if a hat will satisfy the jinx or not, but just any old Astro hat. But I tried with the division hat and failed. So
yeah, I can tell you right now,
I can't go today.
No,
today is just too busy at work. If anybody can get him an Astro hat, at least we can try.
No, thanks for your service. It can't just be any Astros hat. John and I can tell you with 100% certainty that when Gilbert makes a specific ask, it's specific. This cannot be an Astros hat. You might as well just throw your money in the trash. If it doesn't say Division Champs 2024, he is going to tell you, I don't want this hat. I said Division Champ hat. So not just any Astros hat will not suffice. That's I'm 100% certain of that.
It's got to be that. Otherwise, it'll be like, no, sorry, that's not what I asked for.
So we're screwed is what you're saying.
Well, he won't say sorry. He's never said thank you or sorry.
That sorry's not happening. It's not the right hat, something like that, but he won't say sorry.
Hey, this ain't division hat.
John, someone else has brought up something interesting, and now they're putting the blame on you for this, since we won't actually blame the team for their failures. We'll blame one of us. Dustin suggests that have the Astros ever won a playoff game when Granato was in L.A. and not Houston? So, no, this is on Granato.
Wait, so
have you ever been in L.A. outside of today or yesterday for an Astros playoff game?
My boy wanted me. He said, get on a plane and get here, and we'll go to the game tomorrow. And I was like, I can't.
So are you the reason?
I had to go play poker yesterday. Went to Commerce. Dude, you should see the poker rooms here. Holy crap.
I mean, yeah, they're famous.
Yeah.
I grew up there. I've seen them. I've never been in, but I know where they're located, yeah.
Commerce is it's crazy. There's 300 people playing at once. I mean, it's crazy.
Your people.
Yeah.
So no, you're telling me you can play poker and golf in California too?
Amazing how that works, right?
And the poker is never in Houston. You know, there's, 10 people, 12 people at a place, or 20, maybe 20, 30. Here, I mean, you've always got a game.
I'm hearing a lot of L.A.'s better than Houston coming out of John since he's been there.
No, in poker they are.
The weather, the things you can get to, the mountains. I'm hearing a lot of L.A. better than Houston. from L.A. Johnny.
Topography-wise, Dell, surprisingly.
We love it.
Do you just play the Randy Newman song wherever you go?
I love L.A. We love it.
Is that all you're humming while you're out there? That.
Yeah. No, that's not the case. I love L.A. Actually, I'm a big fan of Houston.
I don't know.
Place.
You say that.
Johnny Surfboard.
But when it comes to off-the-cuff things you say, the rehearsed thing is, I love Houston. I'm a Houstonian. But all the off-the-cuff is like how great L.A. is.
As far as, again, topography, and I'm telling you.
It's a big blowout is what it is.
It's a nice place.
From a weather and topography standpoint, it's a blowout.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, you got a bunch of beaches. Our weather sucks.
I like our weather. Well, it's going to be hot again today, right?
Yesterday was 97 with feels like 102. It wasn't super humid, but it was it's still 97. Yeah, it's just like, come on. It was the hottest October in history yesterday, the hottest October day in history. So, you know, uh-oh. But where you were, sure, it was fine. Actually, I saw the high for you was 88 yesterday.
I will say this, too.
Watching Astros on a pirated stream.
No, I was at
BW3.
Buffalo Wild Wings yesterday.
Here it is.
So, and oh, by the way, I've got cable.
Sorry, I can't hear you. I'm listening to your theme song. Don't worry about it.
Ride it over.
Wow. It's a long build-up.
Is that a game? L.A. Sports Bar. I am John. I'm all in. Look at you, John. This is you.
Is that a gay L.A. Sports Bar?
It's just another perfect day, right, John? You love L.A.
You love me.
I love L.A. I don't love L.A. Don't
John
you.
Loves it.
This is the most excited Dell's ever been about a bit
so,
on the show.
But
ever.
Yesterday, while I was driving to Commerce after the game, I'm listening to the sports radio here. They don't talk about sports at all. At all. Okay.
Zero. Who were you listening to? Were you listening to Money?
I was listening to who's the Greek guy?
Petros.
Yeah, Petros.
You were listening to Petros and Money. Money's my guy.
Yeah. And it's a pretty good show. It's actually now. Okay,
they've been doing the show as long as we have.
And
they don't care about it.
They
anything.
Do voices of and they do impressions of different types of people, and they don't care. Like you guys care just because I go. Oh,
wait! Okay. You don't care either, John.
No, well,
you do voices and impressions of different kinds of people as well, and don't care.
Well, but they'll do a Muslim impression, they'll do a black impression, they don't care. They just don't care. Okay, which now I'm not saying that that's better. All I'm saying is, and I know it's here in L.A. Okay, so
that surprised you a little bit, I guess.
That surprised me a little bit. I thought there would be a lot more. You know, you'd have to watch your P's and Q's here.
Matt Money Smith is one of the coolest guys I've ever met in my life. A phenomenal person with a great – his stories, he has some unbelievable stories because he used to handle all the booking stuff for K-Rock. Like, he used to book the radio station. He's got all these stories. He's the one that told me that Gwen Stefani was a bad person. He let me know. I'm like, and this is back when I had a little crush on Gwen about 8 or 9 years ago. He's like, oh, Gwen was the worst. She was the worst to deal with. So he knows like everyone in music. He knows everyone. He's got great Kobe stories. He knew Kobe real well because he also was the play-by-play announcer for the Lakers on radio for a while. So Money's got these incredible stories. Fluent in Italian. He went to when he was going to Pepperdine. He's from Chicago. Working class family. He went to Pepperdine because his brother told him, look, when he went to college, he said, listen, he said, hey, I'm going to the college fair. What should I do here? When he was living in or outside of Chicago. I think it was Indiana-Chicago border. His brother said, just get as far as you can away from here. Whatever the furthest thing away from here is, go there.
Have
he
you
saw
ever
Pepperdine.
Seen,
and that's how he ended up at Pepperdine. Then he did a year abroad in Italy and became fluent in Italian and was hosting something when Juventus came.
Have you ever seen Pepperdine's campus?
I haven't seen it. I've heard it's incredible.
Dell, am I lying? It's right on
right on the water.
It's what do you mean it's right on the water?
It's right on the water near, it's and it's not
on the
far
cliff.
From Malibu.
You can see it. Yeah, Malibu, the
and
cliffs.
And it just goes straight up to the campus, just this beautiful green. It's like, that's Pepperdine? How does anyone here not ever, how does everyone not go to that
He
campus?
Said Pepperdine and San Diego are the two. Oh.
Listen to John.
No. Well,
told you all the off-the-cuff stuff. The Houston
it
stuff
is the prettiest campus you've
we
ever
seen. We love it.
The Houston stuff is well-prepared. I love Houston. I love Houston. But in the
what
midst of a conversation.
Say, John, serious question. What would you say the difference between Pepperdine campus and the University
and,
of Houston
and the
campus? Well, like, can you discuss some of the similarities?
If Pepperdine was a football program trying to compete in the Power Four, would they have to take their recruits on a different street to not expose them to certain elements?
No, they have to take them on every street.
What's the difference?
Every street. Listen, all you have to do is come here and look at all our streets. You're gonna
hey,
go
real
here.
Quick before we get to break, Magnificent Jay wants to mention something about Gilbert. What, and then we get to Astros.
Southwest Jay.
Oh, Southwest Jay. I'm sorry. Southwest Jay, what's up?
Hey, guys. We cannot leave the fate of the Astros into Gilbert calling in and clarifying his jinx. You have to call Gilbert, get clarification, beg for forgiveness, whatever you need to do to make sure if he gets this hat, the Astros will not lose 0-2. Okay? And I know John said they didn't have hats available, but go to Lids, get it custom embroidered, put division champs on it.
Oh, my God.
Because if they lose, Lance, you do not want Houston to blame you for ruining the greatest season of all time.
This
okay?
wouldn't be on me.
Yes, it's kind of on you because you won't go get the hat.
Can you get the number for Sharpview? Let's call Sharpview and see if we can get Gilbert on the line.
Does he?
Next break.
Do they take calls?
I'm going to find out. I don't know if he has. John, did he have his own phone in the room?
Yeah, but no. No, he's got to use his cell phone.
Okay, well, I'm going to just ask them, what room is Mr. Lou in? Can you have him call the radio show?
133, I believe it is.
Okay. So what are we trying to accomplish?
We're just trying to have him call in so we can find out if it's already too late.
But you got to go get it today, Lance.
But how do I? He's telling me to go to Lids and have a custom division hat. This is going to be like a $60 hat made.
Are we telling?
Stitching division. This isn't putting initials
are
in.
Are you telling me the team store wouldn't have a hat? They open at 9.
Yes, the team store will have the hat.
They're open at 9.
Somebody stop at the team store today.
Well, or maybe.
I'll Venmo you. Stop at the team store, get Gilbert a division hat, and I'll Venmo you. And then you need to take it to him at Sharpview.
you have to be a stranger who walks in and says, I have a hat to deliver.
He won't care.
That's all right.
If you have
Gilbert
a hat, he's fine.
Not that Gilbert
won't
care. Well, so Sharpview doesn't have any standards about who they let in to see people?
No. You walk in. No.
Okay.
I want to
okay.
see Gilbert. They're like, please.
All right.
So he won't yell at us right now. Yes. They'll be fine with that. All right. Let's break. And we got some sound that we got to play from yesterday. 713-780-3776. Right now, though, Lance, you got a little underdog.
Talking about Underdog Fantasy, a chance for you to win 1,000 times your money. And I know that got your attention because 1,000 times your money is actually possible if you make the right number of picks in your cash pick'em game. And so they have a wide variety, and this is true for your playoffs today. When you're watching your Astros, what you can do is watch that playoff game and go take a look at Hunter Brown's strikeouts. They'll put a number like 6.5 strikeouts. You want to go higher or lower on that number. Maybe you say, I don't feel good about that one. What else? Okay, how about extra bases for Yordan Alvarez? 1.5. You want to go higher or lower? You want to go higher than 0.5 on home runs? Well, guess what? That's a multiplier. So that's going to make you even more. So you go higher or lower on the stats for different players, you have to choose between two and I think you can go as high as seven now. And you can stop wherever you want. Let's say you want to do four or five picks, and then you can even do your insurance where the payout comes down a little bit, but you don't have to win every single pick. There's so many different ways to win. It's incredible. Pro football, college football, playoff baseball. It's all available on the Cash Pick'em with Underdog Fantasy. Making picks on Underdog is straightforward. Head over to the Underdog's simple-to-use mobile app on UnderdogFantasy.com. Sign up with promo code Lance, and Underdog's going to give you a free pick to use on your first Cash Pick'em entry, plus up to $1,000 bonus cash when you deposit. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance, to claim your new customer special of a free pick. And your deposit offer must be 18 or older in present state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I'd say I feel like this team's been fighting elimination all year. We were 10 games back, so we know how to play with our back against the wall. You flush today, come back tomorrow. Ready to go, ready to compete, and leave it all out on the field.
A level of confidence, and you got Hunter Brown going tomorrow. It's a guy that you kind of talked into throwing a sinker, and he's been excellent since.
I got all the confidence in the world in Hunter. He's going to compete and leave it all out there, and he's going to pound the zone, and we just got to score some runs for him.
We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
We're fine.
Greggy hits a home run today.
He almost hit one yesterday.
We get a Breggy bomb today. Hunter Brown's going to strike out eight. He'll go 6 2/3. He'll strike out eight, give up five hits. Breggy hits a home run. Astros win 5-2. There you go. Play the Astros minus 1.5, and it's gold.
With or without a Gilbert hat? Does that need
with
to
or without?
To?
Well, okay. Without a Gilbert hat. Okay. So his 0-2 is dead. His 0-2 is gone. Boop. Goodbye. No hat for you. I'm not going to Lids. You know what, Gilbert? I'm going to fade your whole curse.
Mm.
Yep. I'm going to fade your curse and play the other side, and we'll see what happens. And now you don't get any hats.
By the way, I thought Rondazzo did a good job yesterday. Some people were complaining and they thought he was squeezed. I didn't think he was squeezed.
Nah,
I thought
he was fine.
I thought he was good.
I wanted a couple of those calls early. I wanted Fromber to get a couple. I thought Fromber made a few good pitches early on that he didn't get calls, but they also weren't strikes.
You know who I didn't like was the third base umpire. There was a check swing that he – every time, nah. Did you notice how many times Yiner asked for a check swing?
Yeah,
call?
But he was asking for check swings on things that weren't going to get called.
I know. He always does. I told you that. Yiner is the –
I never really noticed
he's
that.
Yiner leads the league in checking for check swings.
What about that one? No, yeah, Yiner, no.
No.
What?
But one of them was a swing, and he didn't give it to us. I'm done with that guy, by the way. I hope he's not behind the plate today. He doesn't seem to like the Astros. He didn't seem to like the Astros at all. All right, who's on the line, Dell? Anton. What's up, Anton?
What's going on, fellas? Just want to give a shout-out to my Tiger fans out there, man. Good win on yesterday. Just want to say that the Astros, y'all the LeBron James of basketball.
No.
Yeah, seven straight titles and two rings. That's LeBron James stat. Bye bye.
Wow. Ooh, that hurt.
That did hurt.
That was something felt wrong. Something felt terribly accurate, and that didn't feel good.
Lance,
never
you look like you're on
that.
A phone call. Can't you get a headset or something? I mean, you've only been doing this for 25 years.
He does have headsets.
Years.
He just
it's
doesn't
a
want to put them on.
You, no one can see. It. 300 people are 340 people
for
are
For some
watching.
Reason, he refuses to put on headphones.
But why don't you just wear them?
I'm not wearing my hat today. I didn't want to put a headphone
do you have,
on.
Oh, you don't want to mess up your
there.
Hair.
There. You happy that only you can see this? So what do you care?
No. There's a bunch of people watching you.
Address the LeBron James
issue. What if
Melissa
issue? Blanco comes in? Then
don't
we're going to have a bunch of people
she didn't
watching.
Care. Address the issue. Are the Astros actually LeBron James?
The Astros are not LeBron, of all people. The Astros are Michael Jordan.
What is he, 3-7?
No, he's got 4.
Oh, yeah, he's 4-6.
Four and six, I think.
No, is LeBron 4-6?
Yeah, he's got 2 with the Heat, 1 with the Cavs, 1 with the Lakers.
He's 4-6.
I believe he's 4-6.
It's pretty Astros.
Oh no, that's why that stung a little bit.
The Astros.
I didn't see that coming.
The Astros wish they had four.
The punches that hurt the most are the ones you don't see coming.
The Astros are 2-2.
I think
2-3.
Yeah. Overall, yes.
Overall, 2-3. That's not LeBron. It kind of is a little bit.
Well, what do you mean it's not LeBron?
It kind of a little bit.
Because we get there a lot.
All you have to do is double up, and it would be, yeah.
We get there a lot.
It would be exactly that, yeah.
Yeah, we get there a lot. Let's get back there. Let's get back there today, okay? It starts with today. But I thought Bregman was dead on. We've been against the wall. We've been in elimination games all season. I mean, they started 7-19. They've been eliminated all year long. This is fine. This is a big spot for Hunter to be in. And I got confidence in him. Hunter's going to be just fine.
He's fine. He's fine. 8 strikeouts. You can book all this stuff because they're already in. You can play them like they've already been played. 1-800-626-5700.
Bet it like it's all
676-5200. Yeah, bet it like it's already been played. This is an easy one. This is an easy one. Hunter Brown dominates the Tigers, and we're like, okay, see, R-E-L-A-X, relax.
This is and how about the hometown boy goes back and beats his team that he grew up with?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
How about that?
Hunter Brown grew up a Tigers fan. Now he's going to dominate them.
Well,
Will Vest grew up an Astros fan.
Is that true?
Yeah, he was from Houston. He had to have been. He's from Houston. He went to Stephen F. Austin. Yeah, he had to have been an Astros fan. I'm gonna assume it, but I'm gonna know it.
Didn't your son grow up here and he's a Colts fan?
Yeah.
My
son grew up and he was a Tom Brady fan wherever he played.
Yeah, but Alec is an Astros fan and Mason's an Astros fan. He was a Laker LeBron fan for a couple years. Now he's back on the Rockets because he's front running. He can't be a fan of a team that's going through tough times.
Then why is he rooting for the Rockets?
Oh, he's back on the Rockets because they're fun to watch again.
Okay.
What do you think the Astros are today?
They're minus 175, 180, I think.
179.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, minus 179.
Easiest money that's ever existed in the world.
And how about the under 6 paid off?
Mm-hmm.
Under 6 runs.
Never was even close.
It wasn't even close. Well, till the end, till the last inning. But you didn't even see that, so you don't know.
It wasn't close. Were you waiting for your 3-run homer?
Well, there
keep
was.
Wait.
That ball goes a foot higher. It's a bases clearing double.
Keep
and
waiting.
And the Astros win 4-3.
Maybe on the jinx, because we almost got a run when I wasn't watching.
No, they got a run. They almost got another 3.
They did get a run when you weren't watching.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How much?
It was 3-0.
How much of the game did you watch?
No, a lot. Well, I watched, like I said, the quickest. We had our lunch, and then I came. Then I had to listen on the radio. Came back here, watched, and then I left. I left literally at the midway through the top of the ninth, because it was done. I already thought it was done when it was 3-0 Scooble. You weren't getting it on Scooble, and then once Vest came in, because I thought okay. Now you at least have a shot. And once Vest was dominant, I realized this ain't happening. Let's go, Hunter.
All right.
Hunter Brown's laptop is going to get there
today. I hope you bring some energy today, like hat energy. That's what we need.
I don't need hat energy. Do you hear how confident I am? You guys are not confident. I
just
said 8 strikeouts. I don't. But 8 strikeouts, so that's true. 8 strike. I'm not going to Lids to have a hat made for him
you
when Gilbert's going to say,
Lids.
Hey, this is a new era. This isn't even a real hat.
He stopped saying Lids, the team store.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I could go to the team store.
I've said that over and over.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Remember, there's a bounty out. If you get Gilbert his hat, and I'm not taking it, I've decided Gilbert doesn't scare me. His little, if I don't get a hat, the Astros go
0-2. I wish I was there, Dell. I would actually go. But they don't have, and I don't think L.A. has any Astros.
Does Gilbert scare you? No, L.A. 100% does not have Astros division hats. Going to
be an odd market
for that.
Goods.
Yeah.
It would be I think that business would be closed in a hurry. Yeah.
There's no academy there.
An Astros store in the middle of L.A.
Astros team store. Eric Layden works there. Hey, what's up,
expanding
bud?
Expanding their territories.
What are you doing here, Eric?
acting stuff right now, working at the Astros store.
7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6. We're only halfway through. Let's go. What do you guys want to talk about? You're more than welcome. We'll get off this if you want. We will. Okay. Don't think we won't. All right. We'll threaten you like Gilbert.
Well, we definitely are, because at 9, Josh Pate's going to join
us. Josh Pate is going to join. We're going to join us to talk a little college football. Right now, I'm talking about my man Kent Jones. Kent Jones is fantastic at what he does. Kent Jones has been doing this for 30 years. Kent Jones will get you a mortgage. And are you on the fence about whether or not you want to buy a home? Call Kent Jones and get a scenario quote. Kent Jones will give you that scenario quote and tell you whether or not what kind of money you're going to need down. And in a lot of cases, it's not that bad. People, the government is incentivizing first-time home buyers. So if you're somebody that's renting and you've never bought a home before, it's a real possibility. And Kent knows all of the ways for you to do this. The dude is fantastic. He will work it. He will work it hard. That he is going to make sure that you get into that home and save thousands and thousands of dollars doing it. It's what Kent Jones does every single day. He's done this with our listeners, and he is going to continue to do this, and he'll do it for you. He's the best, I'm telling you. And do it right with a broker, okay? Because a broker is going to make sure that you get into that home and save you as much money as you possibly can. Dream Rate Mortgage, 713-520-LOAN, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com. He's great. He's going to give you personalized attention that you're not going to get anywhere else. If you're going to buy a home, you have to go 713-520-LOAN.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Ken Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
Listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 at 92.5, 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6 is the number. Josh Pate's going to join us top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And we got Astros baseball 1:30. Micah wants to talk about the game yesterday. What do you say, Micah?
Hey, guys. Thing I wanted to bring up that really upset me, other than the game itself, was listening to Michael Kay. I mean, oh my gosh, he sounded like so biased and so giddy every time that the Tigers did anything good. And I felt like Tim Kirchen was sometimes trying to like keep him like, hey guys, look, there's another team here. But anyway, that drove me nuts. So I hope the Astros hit like 5 or 6 home runs, and he's got to pull his senior like all day long, and it pisses him off to have to say it. And then the other thing that drove me nuts was Espada. I know all year long he's done his thing where if we're not up by the 7th inning, he goes to the pots and pans pitchers, and I thought, well, this is great, perfect. He's going to save Hader for Game 2 and 3, and then he puts him in the 9th, and I'm like, what are you doing, man? So, anyway, I'll have to watch the game on mute today because I've had about all the mic care I can take. But just remember, it's on you, Lance. You ain't gonna cap, then you know, Astros better luck next year anyway. Keep those egg rolls frying.
This is too much. He's doing too much on this call. Get him off. Blaming everything on me.
I don't know.
I haven't done
it.
Anything wrong.
You liked that first half when he was playing Michael Kay.
Yeah, that was fine. That part was fine until I got blamed.
The solution to that is to listen to us. 975 will have the game. Yeah. Watch it and listen to us.
No Michael Kay.
On our broadcast.
I didn't find he was that. I could hear the whole game. I heard it. I didn't find he was that biased, if you want to know the truth. They were trying to, you know, listen, you had to play up the Tigers angle because the Tigers are, what a surprise story they are. And, oh, by the way, you ain't finding a more dominant outing than you got from Skubal. And then Vest as well. I mean, it was, listen, the crowd couldn't even get into it. Nobody could get into it. Nobody could do anything. It was just like, wow, this is a big popcorn fart for 8 innings. It was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, so I can't blame the fans. I can't blame the announcers. I can't blame I mean, you just got a dominant performance from Scooble. Oh, well. You tip your cap, and you move on, and you beat them today. That's all. And if you don't beat Tyler Holton, or whatever his name is, then it's on you. If you can't hit this guy, then it's on you because he's not good. They spent their bullets. Now, I do agree with him that Josh Hader was an interesting decision in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
I know you want to keep it within three. I get that. But you might need Josh Hader today. Okay, Josh Hader, he only threw 15 pitches, so he's going to be available today. You're going to use him for three straight days? And then, oh, by the way, you only get one day off, and now you got your division series as well. Unless Josh Hader said, listen, I need to work because we haven't played in a little while and you haven't needed me in a little while. I need to work. Okay, I get it. But to bring him in a useless situation, he brought in Michael King or Brian King. He brings in
– I thought you had faith in Brian Abreu.
He brought in Neris, who has been bad.
Yeah, but
he brought in King.
I thought you had faith in Abreu.
I do have –
let him close. What are you worried about? You told me he's been great.
He has been great.
And then we got a closer. We got three closers, him, Presley, and Hader.
Well, are you sure? You don't want Hader in a game situation in game three?
I wouldn't have thrown Hader yesterday, but
– that's what I'm saying.
But his opinion is probably – you also think Abreu is really, really good. So just have Abreu there. What's the problem?
Well, no, you're not. He's not saying that.
Hunter goes
six. Close Abreu. He's going to close Hader.
But you're going to run him back-to-back outings?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you can. It's not like he threw too many pitches. You can.
Hey, wait. You got to run him back-to-back-to-back outings. You have to run him in three outings.
No, he's not doing that.
Yes. We'll watch.
I'll bet you he does.
Wait a minute. If it comes down to game three and you're up by one in the ninth inning, I guarantee you Josh Hader's on the mound.
Then this is a dereliction of duties by Astros across the board.
That's why I thought it was odd.
No. Not just with him. You have Brian Abreu, Ryan Presley, and Josh Hader. If there's anybody who has enough pitching and enough experience in the postseason, it's the Astros. If you're saying you have to run the same pitcher three games in a row, then you're basically saying you don't have pitching.
If you're saying he should throw Ryan Presley in the ninth inning of game three,
Brian Abreu,
one by one, then you're a derelict.
Brian Abreu, I've already spelled it out. Let Brian Abreu close today. Or let Hader close, and then you have Brian Abreu in game three. What's the problem?
Well, I don't mind that, but that's not the way they do it. Brian Abreu comes in the seventh inning. That's not the way they do it.
When's the last time you saw Hader pitch three games in a row?
He's not going to do that. I'm just telling you.
But when's the last time you saw Hader pitch three games in a row?
It's the postseason, man. I don't care. Just do it. You're making $95 million.
But these guys are supposed to be really good. Abreu.
Yeah. They ain't Hader. They didn't get $95 million, did they?
Let's not have, but Abreu's got a job to do too, and it wasn't just one closer last. You've been able to close with different players over the years. Why is Josh Hader the only guy who can get somebody out in the ninth when he doesn't always get guys out in the ninth? He's had blown saves. If it's the game's tied, there's a good chance he'll lose it. So why can Brian Abreu not pitch in the ninth? What are we so afraid of? I've never seen you this afraid, John.
I'm not afraid of anything. I'm just telling you what they're going to do. I'm not afraid of Brian Abreu closing, but he ain't throwing Brian Abreu in the ninth inning of game three. He's just not. He's throwing Hader. I'm telling you.
Then I don't know if Hader gets – I don't know if Hader's automatically in today.
Hader's automatically in today.
Hopefully you got the big lead.
They're both elimination games.
It doesn't matter. Astros are going to win 5-2. But at 5-2, though, they still might bring in Hader.
Yeah.
But, see, I don't want them to. If you can save him for a game, save him. You know, have some confidence in the guys you pay.
I thought it was a bit odd bringing in Hader in a three-point down by three.
I did too. It just didn't – but it almost felt like – I just assumed he needed work. Like he wanted to get him – he wanted – this is his day to throw and we'll throw him and we're not worried about
– that's not how he does – that's not how they do it. But maybe he's with a little bit of time off or whatever because they didn't have
anything. Well, that's what I mean.
This weekend.
Although yeah, they didn't have a need for him, but it's not like they've had huge time off. They had Monday off and then right back at it on Tuesday.
I know, right? Well, I don't know. I thought it was a bit odd. I know you want to keep it close and you still want to give your team a chance to win, and they did have a chance to win. They had a chance to win in the end, but because they kept it within three. But I thought you wasted Hader in that spot. I thought it was a waste. 713-780-3776, whatever you guys think, you're more than welcome to get in. and discuss that, you are more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Shortest wait times in the business. We got another call, right?
Yes. Do you want to take Lazy J now or come back?
Get Lazy J now. He says a little ridiculous. He always says ridiculous things that we can just ignore.
Okay. Lazy J, say something ridiculous.
Johnny G, hey, what, I thought we were boys.
Well, we are, boys. Brother. I can't say brother because
hey,
you're.
Hey. Yeah, okay, let's not get started now. I'm done. Since you're out there in L.A., man, let me get one of them P. Diddy free call videos. I heard they sell them out there in L.A. You seen it yet? Give me one. I want to see something.
The what?
Freak-off videos.
Since you're in L.A., can you secure a freak-off video?
Yeah, they sell them out there in L.A., the undercover P. Diddy freak-off video.
I don't have one.
So apparently there's the people who have them are shopping them to multiple. They're shopping them to the people who are in the video, like celebrities, and saying,
That's called blackmail.
Well, it's also called catch and kill. Because guess what? They just say, would you like to buy this? Because we're going to be shopping this at other places. And it's called catch and kill, where you buy it and you destroy it.
Yeah. Well, or
it is blackmail. No. But guess who doesn't want you to know? Guess who doesn't want to go press charges on blackmail? Hey, excuse me, it's me, LeBron. I was just want to know. I'm on a P. Diddy video. What, did he not go to the Diddy party? Did he not say there's ain't no party like a Diddy party?
But did he? Was he participating in the
freak-off?
Wait,
in Lazy J, the LeBron guy?
He is.
Oh, this is the best then. Stay here, Lazy J. Let's talk about this. LeBron was actually at the videos. Your boy, hold on. You want to see your boy on a freak-off video? You like LeBron that much?
No. I'm good on that. I'm good. He left early, you know.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, that's right. LeBron had to get home to read the kids' bedtime stories.
That man's a good father. What are you saying?
LeBron's only athlete that's been married with his high school sweetheart. That's actually black. You know, Dr. Umar Johnson would be proud about that. But I wanted to get in and talk some quick Astros right quick.
An Umar reference.
What do you think of? I like Hunter Brown, man, but, man, what about Kikuchi? I know he's going to start game three when it goes there, but just what happens if, you know, just say we don't win today? Kikuchi hits the market. I don't think he's going to be an Astro next year. Is it going to be Garrett Cole all over again? I hang up and listen.
Is he going to be Garrett Cole?
Well, it's going to be Garrett Cole where he takes off and then goes and gets money somewhere else.
Well, he's going to take off probably anyway. I don't know. Do you re-sign Kikuchi? It'll be interesting to see how much money.
I would take a strong look at it.
If Kikuchi does not get an opportunity to pitch because this doesn't go the way we want it, do we rethink the trade? Or do we go, you know what, worth it if he doesn't even get a chance to pitch in the postseason?
Well, it was worth it. He came in and won 9 straight games. That's awesome. No, he was absolutely worth it. And you know what? That's on them if they don't get to game 3. It ain't on, you know, that's
Well, that's part of the equation. You made a trade because not just to make win the division. You made the trade because you think Kikuchi can help you in the postseason. If he doesn't get the opportunity, this is why I'm asking. Because whatever Bloss and Loperfido and Wagner will be, he's playing a song. The thought was you're adding Kikuchi to become a part of your postseason rotation, and we're 9 innings away from that not even happening. So I hope he does get the pitch because that would mean we get a game 3.
No. And I still think it was.
I hope he pitches too. So he can pitch it whenever he comes into the mound. You see him coming out of the bullpen to make the first pitch. Paul Wall says something like, play ball! And then all of a sudden we hear this. It's Pop Kikuchi.
Are you sure we can play that on the air, though?
Well, there are some rights issues. I'm not sure what we can and can't play.
Some rights issues. Yeah, there's Company Mandel. At it again.
Yeah, I'm just telling
we
you.
Never cared
this
about
is a
that.
New song called Pop Kikuchi.
Sometimes,
we never cared about that, though.
Sometimes demonetization of YouTube means something to people. Sometimes it means something to people. That's all.
How about this? It means something to talk to Josh Pate, and we will do that in about 12 minutes. So we got to break it here. And Josh Pate is joining us at the top of the hour. Don't you go anywhere. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Quick segment here. Davante Adams is a pain in the ass again. Wants a trade. Antonio Pierce wouldn't even say his name. He said he was asked about whether or not Max Crosby and Devontae would play, and he said, "Yeah, a Max looks good. We'll see what happens with Max. I don't know about 17." That he called him 17. Davante Adams, three possible landing spots, and we'll see what you think. Steelers, the Jets,
and Chiefs.
And, well, the Chiefs would be one, but I don't know that the Raiders trade with the Chiefs. I doubt that.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Well, for a first rounder, they would.
And the other one is the Bills.
That's a good one.
Okay, first of all, he would not be happy in Pittsburgh.
Y'all
with
want
Justin
Keon
Fields.
Coleman? That's the first thing I do is, y'all want Keon Coleman? We'll give you Keon and a fourth.
By the way, what is the market for Davante Adams? Sorry,
I don't know. I mean, you know, he's wherever he gets traded, he's going to immediately want more money because he's a receiver. So I would say probably knowing that you have to probably give him more money, I'd say second. A second new contract is my guess. He's over 30. How old is Davante now?
What about the Jets?
Davante Adams is 31. He turns 32 in December.
Nathaniel Hackett is catching it. Garrett Wilson went on a podcast and was like, man, I don't know. I see all these inventive plays by all these other teams, and we just don't do them.
No pre-snap motion. Honestly, man, Aaron Rodgers has made him, you know, Aaron Rodgers has really elevated, I guess, his persona, because I don't see it. Didn't see it. It was bad in Denver. Don't see it here. I was watching a lot of that. That was a terrible game.
It was a terrible
game. You know that Knicks didn't throw for 70 yards, right? Knicks got a win throwing for 60-some-odd yards, maybe 60 yards. That was – and I was watching that on the multiple screens that I was watching on the multi-screen I have, and it's like, holy crap.
And some of his throws were awful.
It was just who could get a first down so you had a better chance to punt and put the other team – it was literally, can we get one first down so we can flip the field a little bit? And Aaron Rodgers never had a shot. It was really, really bad. Garrett Wilson is turning into a non-factor because they can't figure out how to get him to football consistently enough.
He's frustrated. And listen, you give Aaron Rodgers a whoopee with Davante Adams coming there. You as someone who's Hackett is familiar with too.
What's I mean, Aaron?
You give him
loves,
a weapon.
Yeah, Aaron. It was Aaron's number one guy for years.
Right, right.
And Garrett Wilson. Woo.
It'd be
huge. But I don't know what you give up. I don't know. I think you might give up a player, not just draft picks. You might give up one of your pass rushers, but they've got some injuries. But you might give up one of your pass rushers. In his last two games, Garrett Wilson has 10 catches for 74 yards. Terrible. No Everything kidding. Is super short. He's averaging 9.6 yards per catch. He's averaging 11.8 for his career. That's terrible.
Yeah. All right. We got Josh Pate coming your way next to talk college football on the other side. He was at the big game. Was that a great game? Great. Turned into a great game. He was there.
Did he leave early to beat traffic like I would have?
I don't think so.
I would not have seen all that, by the way. You do know I would have left, right?
You wouldn't have got his contract.
I would have not. Yeah.
Well, but if he got hit by a tractor trailer on the way home, who would he call?
John Daspin and the Daspin Law Firm. 7-1. That's elite level. That's an elite level transition right there from John. An assist. That's an assist. John Daspin is the one who is going to be the phone call you make when you need to find a personal injury lawyer who will help you not only recover the medical cost and help you pay for the medical cost. I mean, because look, even if you don't have insurance, you don't have medical insurance, you need to go to the doctor. You need to see what's going on with your back, your legs, whatever was injured. You need x-rays. You may need an MRI. You may need a CAT scan. I mean, serious injuries that are untreated can become very big problems for future health. And so someone else's negligence, I mean, you need to make sure that all the hospital bills get taken care of, but all the tests are run that you need run, physical therapy is done, your time missed from work, John Daspin will get you paid for that because that's not your fault either. And then your pain and suffering is accounted for. So John Daspin makes sure that the insurance companies
pays their fair share to you when you have been injured on the job. No matter where it is on the job or on the roadway or out in the water, there's a lot of different types of law that they work with. You can go to the website and go to DaspitLaw.com and find out for yourself. But John Daspit is a winner, and he will win for you. 713-CALL NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.